Now, In Depth with Francis Rose.
Thanks for listening on Monday, August 18th, 2014, 5:08 on In Depth with Francis Rose. Our producer, Sean McCauley, and Nicola Grisco. Our internet editor is Michael O'Connell. In this hour of the program, the path to a continuing resolution gets clearer and closer. That's at 5:20. And at 5:35, a harder push for BRAC coming from the Pentagon. First, though, huge holes in past performance history make decision-making at agencies more difficult. For example, the General Services Administration's missing 87% of its contractor performance history. But GSA does have about four times more information on its contractors than it did a year ago. Bill Woods is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. He's writing on how well agencies are adapting to a mandate to improve records on contract performance. Bill, thanks for being on the program this afternoon. Congratulations on this work. What's the context here? OFPP has directed agencies to increase the number and quality, you write, of past performance submissions. What is the reason they want to do that, and what will agencies be able to do when they get to the point where OFPP wants them to be, Bill?
Sure, Francis. Having past performance information is very, very important for agencies. You and I as consumers, when we enter into transactions with plumbers or doctors or whatever, we want to make sure that those professionals have reliable past performance characteristics. We want to make sure that they have worked well in the past for others and for us if we have had occasion to use them before. But unfortunately, federal agencies have not had good practices in reporting on past performance information in the past.
The National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal 2013 included Section 853, and that's the basis of the work that you did here. What is in Section 853, Bill?
Section 853 basically required the Office of Federal Procurement Policy within the Office of Management and Budget to come up with a strategy for how to improve the compliance of agencies in reporting past performance. And there were three ways that that they did that. All of them are listed in our report, but just briefly, they stressed to agency heads the importance of complying with past performance reporting requirements. Secondly, they engaged in vigorous oversight of how well agencies were complying with those requirements. And then thirdly, they provided agencies with the tools to be able to monitor their own performance in this regard.
OFPP worked with the Federal Acquisition Regulation Council, the FAR Council, worked to enhance requirements for assigning responsibility and accountability, implement standards for complete evaluations, and ensure submissions are consistent with award fee evaluations, you write in your report, Bill. The timeline, though, for the comment process has changed. Has it changed? Is it lengthened? How has it changed?
No, it's actually been shortened. Contractors used to get 30 days in order to provide supplemental information or to refute the assessments that the agencies had provided. But in order to make that information available to agencies that are awarding new contracts and to make that available in a timely manner, Congress decided to cut back on that response period from 30 days to 15 days.
I have to admit, as I read your report, I thought of Yelp and how you can go on there and talk about your experience someplace and rate it, and then somebody else can come along and say, I may or may not want to do business with this establishment based on the experiences of other users. It strikes me that this database is eventually going to turn into that kind of information repository if it turns out the way that Congress wants it to. Is that right?
The concept is very similar. The underlying theory is that consumers, whether in everyday life or in awarding federal contracts, need to know the past performance of the contractors that they're dealing with.
What have been some of the holdups to implementing this at agencies? We'll talk about some of the numbers in a minute, and some agencies have done remarkably well. Some others have had some issues. But what have been the holdup? What's been the holdup with getting this information out there?
A few things, Francis. First of all, it hasn't received at many agencies the kind of management attention that it deserves. Secondly, there are workforce issues. The acquisition workforce is stretched extremely thin, and this kind of effort rather than awarding contracts, the effort to report on how contracts are being performed and to record the past performance information, often that's the last thing that the workforce has time for.
Bill Woods of the Government Accountability Office looking at past performance information from contractors. You write, the rate of compliance varies widely by agency, and most have not met OFPP targets. What are those targets right now, Bill?
There are staggered targets. OFPP set the targets back in 2012, depending on where they were at that point. Everyone was supposed to, and is still on target, to get to 100% compliance to 2015. But that 100% compliance was phased in over time. Basically, we looked at a standard of 65%, which is where all of the major federal agencies needed to be in 2013. And as it turned out, only two of the agencies that we looked at, two in the top 10, were above that 65%.
Yeah, and that's as of April 14 rather than 13. The numbers are striking. Defense Department, 76% in April of 13, moving up to 83% in April of 14. Percentage-wise, not a big game, but they're creeping closer and closer to that target. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you have the General Services Administration, as I mentioned in the beginning of our conversation. As of April 2014, they only have 13% of that data in there, and that means they don't have 87% of that data. The encouraging part of this, I guess, is that every agency among these top 10 that you looked at is moving forward. Some of the gains are dramatic, some of them are not as dramatic, but everybody is at least working at this, it looks like.
All the agencies seem to be moving in the right direction. When we looked at this issue back in 2009, there was very little information in the past performance information retrieval system. And now we find that, for example, as you point out, the nation's largest federal agency in terms of contracting, the Department of Defense, is almost at that 100% mark.
You mentioned the past performance information retrieval system. How is that working? When you and your team used it to get some of this information, did it do what it was supposed to? Did it provide the information in a usable way?
The system does work. And whether it's GAO going into the system or other federal agencies that are about to award contracts, the system will provide the user agencies with the information they need to make good decisions.
You write, according to an OFPP official, some agencies placed greater emphasis on documenting contractor performance, but workforce shortages and work priorities may hinder better compliance. That sounds like those two issues that you talked about earlier in the program, a stretched acquisition workforce and a lack in some cases of leadership attention.
That's right. The folks that are awarding contracts and monitoring contracts are stretched quite thin, and this is one of those functions that often gets left aside to the last minute.
You write, OFPP plans to continue its oversight, provide additional training and guidance, but I wonder, and certainly the effort that they're going to make is important, but it strikes me that this is something that's probably really needs to happen at the agency-by-agency level, doesn't it, Bill?
Absolutely, and that's one of the driving themes in the OFPP guidance, is that the management of the agencies that are awarding and administering these contracts, it falls on them to make sure that this system works.